"These are all very strange circumstances," said Mr. Utterson. "But I think I begin to see daylight. Your master, Poole, is plainly seized with one of those maladies that both torture and deform the sufferer. Hence, for aught I know, the alteration of his voice. Hence, the mask and his avoidance of his friends. Hence, his eagerness to find this drug, by means of which the poor soul retains some hope of ultimate recovery. God grant that he be not deceived. There is my explanation. It is sad enough, Poole, aye, and appalling to consider, but it is plain and natural, hangs well together, and delivers us from all exorbitant alarms."
"Sir,"
said the butler, turning to a sort of mottled pallor, "that thing was not my master.
And there's the truth. My master..."
Here he looked round him and began to whisper.
"Is a tall, fine build of a man. And this was more of a dwarf."
Utterson attempted to protest.
"Oh, sir," cried Poole, "do you think I do not know my master after 20 years? Do you think I do not know where his head comes to in the cabinet door, where I saw him every morning of my life? No, sir, that thing in the mask was never Dr. Jekyll. God knows.